Mr. Mayor, thank you to the Leader for his answer. I'm slightly concerned. I thought we might be able to agree that it was a bad thing that homes in Southwark got sold and marketed abroad first rather than in Southwark or in London. But clearly the Leader from his answer seems to think that's a good thing. Perhaps you could rethink that or talk to residents about what their view of it is, because certainly I know lots of residents who would rather have the opportunity of buying locally. I know he likes going for dinner at the Ivy with developers, so possibly the next time he's having dinner with them, he could ask whether they could do what was done with the old Docklands development, I understand, where actually developers agreed they would market first locally for sale, so that actually local people had a chance to buy first. If you could ask developers in Southwark to commit to that, I think that would be a really helpful step forwards.
I make the case every time I meet developers about how they should market their properties, because I'm incredibly conscious. I want to thank you for your supplementary question, by the way. I'm incredibly conscious, but I do make this point to developers, and I am reassured actually that there is often a joint launch of property sales both at home and abroad. More often than not, actually, property sales are launched in London. That might not be the impression that one gets, but that is the reality of the situation. I do think it's important to recognise that with some of these very high-end expensive developments, where we are getting a levy from, which is going to fund the 1,000 new council homes, that those developments are only happening because of the fact that money is coming in from abroad. We don't like it, but that's the reality of the world economy that we're working in and living in Southwark. That is paid. That is paying for 1,000 new council homes which are going to go to Southwark residents. Now, I think that is really good news and something we should be celebrating. Absolutely. It is also the fact that money is going into these developments from abroad is also meaning that they are getting built in the first place, and that is providing jobs for Southwark residents. You know, the fact is that we saw 7,400 more people find work in this borough last year than the previous year. That is because, I have no doubt, because of what is going on in our borough in terms of building and the opportunities are coming from it. And I think, as everybody has said in debates this evening, the best answer to the problems of poverty that we face in this borough is to find work for people. And I still actually sign up to the aspiration that everyone who wants a job should have a job. And that is our aim and our mission in our borough, and we will carry on pursuing that aim and that mission because it's the right one for a Labour council in Southwark.